Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Parker.
We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there. Wherever there may be, they'll take you there, and they'll take you there in a smooth ride. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this, of course, The Odd Couple is the way sports talk radio should be. I introduce my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man? Where you been?
What's happening? What do you mean, where have I been? You mean
you got
today?
A dress shirt on. That is, I'm. You know who you remind me of with that shirt?
Uh-oh. Who?
I hope you don't take this the wrong way.
Uh-oh, some old guy.
Go ahead. Looks like a James Evans from Good Times.
Oh, my.
Hey, you damn kid.
I mean, it's not a bad shirt, you know, but it's a collar shirt, got some stripes, you know.
It's flat. You know what I mean?
Flat,
yeah.
Right.
Flat.
Right. So you had to be somewhere because usually we're in a sweatshirt or t-shirt or whatever.
Right. No, I was at school today. I had I was at USC. So I had this on, and you know what? You're right. All the time when I come home, I take this off. If I'm at school,
right,
put on a t-shirt or something. I just like, I'm going to just put a shirt on today.
It'll look nice.
Look nice.
You look nice.
And,
must have some honeys
crazy
watching or something like that.
Yeah. I'm trying to
check
get
me out on YouTube.
I'm trying to get my DMs up. You know, hey, baby, you know, don't let this gray hair fool you. I still move around.
He emphasized the D.
That's right. All day.
Oh, man.
So real quick, Rihanna or Beyonce? Which one are you? Stephen A. got into some hot water. Did you hear today?
Oh, I know. I didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
What happened?
I think he was on the show Sherry, who took over for Wendy Williams, that show. And she asked Steve
promoting
something
the
like
book, obviously.
Yeah, he was doing a book tour, and he said something. She asked him about Rihanna doing the Super Bowl.
Right.
And, oh, my God, that's what you don't want to do is pit those two together. So he goes, well, she ain't Beyonce. And that was it. All her people went crazy on
Are you serious?
Yes. Oh, yeah, he had to apologize.
Like, social media? Like, yeah, her people, went, not just fans?
No, no, I mean fans. Her fans. Okay, you know what I mean? Because there's always this thing, so.
But I even wonder if some of her, you know, her representatives might try to go at him.
It was a firestorm over that. But anyway, wow. You can't. Like, if you say something about Beyonce, too, on so they will.
Oh, yeah, no.
They will go crazy on you.
She got, like, a little, I hate to put it this way, religious following.
Yeah, a cult.
I mean, like,
I know what you want to say.
Like, church, little.
Yeah, no,
you
do not say anything about her. Yeah. And the Rihanna people were not happy. And he was really just kind of talking.
Right. I mean, look, he can say what he wants. His, you know, if he likes Beyonce better than Rihanna, so
they don't want to hear it. I know.
Wow.
He wound up apologizing because he didn't. Yeah, it was that big of a deal. It's all right. But anyway, it was great having him on yesterday, and that's the only reason I brought it up.
It was a good interview, too, because it wasn't, you know, we didn't want to just sit there and ask him for takes. I mean, he does takes every day on TV.
Absolutely.
And you can get that there, but it was good. I think we took a look, some people ride behind the curtain, so to speak, and get to know the real Stephen A., you know, off the show. So,
and a lot of people were, it was good. I think a lot of people, too, were you know, a little surprised because, you know, because I was like, oh my, they were like, oh, that was great crossover, you guys, even though we all worked together on the same set.
Right.
But for some people, they didn't remember. They never saw us together. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, for some new people.
We were both on, quite frankly, all the time.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. That was his show on ESPN2. We were on First Take together. You know, like, so there was a lot of shows where we were all on, but people just saw it as different, like a crossover show. And then to find out.
No, I get it, though. I get it, right.
And to find out how close we are, I think people were a little surprised by that. They just see people and they're not really sure, like, if you have a relationship or how deep it is, or it's just a head nod when you see him in that hall. You know what I mean? And as Steve said, you know, we both been to his house and stuff like that. When people start coming to your house, a little different kind of relationship.
Right. And people, you know this, right? When you're on the beat, when you're like covering a team for a newspaper, you see the people from other outlets
more than you see
people. Like, you don't see people that work for your same outlet.
No, they're out doing their other thing, right?
Your event with writers from other places. So, yeah, no doubt about it. All right, let's get into it. We got the iCouple crew, DJ Alex Teicher in the house 3 days straight. Praise the Lord.
Calm down.
Super producer Rob G is actually here. Wow.
I know. That's a surprise.
I know. And on the update, Monsi Bolaños. Yes. Yeah.
Monsi.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into it, Rob. Was it the Sporting News put out their list of the top 15 free agent quarterbacks, Rob? And it's a shocker. All right. I'm just going to start here and let you go. Tom Brady was number one. And to let you know who's on the list, Lamar Jackson was two. Daniel Jones, three. Derek Carr, four. Jimmy Garoppolo, five. Geno Smith, six. Rest, Jacoby Brissett, Carson Wentz, Teddy Bridgewater, you know, backups. Rob, and you know, I like Brady. You're not that much of a, you know, fond of him. I like him. We know that. But I call it like it is. And I can see how a Miami, I don't know if San Francisco would even want him at this point just because their QB situation looks pretty good. But a team like that, I'm not saying he can't go anywhere and play well, Rob. I said yesterday he's still like a top 20 quarterback. Pro Football Focus, which I respect a lot, Rob, they had him ranked 10th this season. So I'm not saying he's not still good, maybe. But to say he is the top free agent quarterback of the offseason when Lamar Jackson is available, maybe, you know, we'll see if they franchise him. I don't know if that has something to do with the rankings, but I would put Rob, I would have Lamar first, and I would have Derek Carr second.
Absolutely, Chris. It is ludicrous by Sporting News to rank Tom Brady as the top free agent quarterback this coming offseason. Because the way he played this past season, Chris, he was more like Peter Brady, who hit Marsha in the nose with that football. football than Tom Brady, who's won 7 Super Bowls. That's how bad it was. Chris, you ready for a number, a stat? This past year, when the Bucs were 3rd and 11 or longer, 3rd down or and 11 yards or longer, Chris, Tom Brady was 0-41. Do you hear? Hello? Is this on? Can you believe that stat? 0-41. That is an unbelievable stat. I get why people are enamored with Tom Brady. We get it because of the championships. We get it because he went to Tampa Bay and it worked that 1 year. I get it. So people can't let it go. This
and,
is what
and
I was talking
about. Last year it worked. I mean, they didn't win the Super Bowl, but he played. Remember, Rob, a lot of people, including me, thought he could have been the MVP. So he played well last year.
But this whole notion that he's better than Lamar is ridiculous. Yeah, that's and you just said Derek Carr is a really he's been through the meat grinder and he didn't have a great year, Chris. He's had like 15 coaches in the last 6 years or whatever it is, and 24 offensive coordinators. It's been a mess. But he's a talented guy. He's younger. He's somebody you could build on. You know, like right. He's going to be around for 5, 6, 8 years. I mean, he's not old. So this notion right. that Tom Brady's the best free agent quarterback available is living in the past. That's what that is. That is a lifetime achievement award. That's because you just can't turn away. You like shiny objects, and you look at those Super Bowl trophies and think, if it's not, as you said, Chris, if it ain't perfect for him, and I'm talking about offensive line, a good defense, you know, and good playmakers and all these right. other things, it's not going to work.
Right. Now, look, Derek Carr, the reason you kind of hit on it, the reason I would put him ahead of Brady is because he's younger. Now, if I'm Miami, I'm not looking at Derek Carr. I'm going with Tua, assuming he can play. I don't think Carr is great. He's a good quarterback. He's in that Kirk Cousins area or tier. If somebody wants to argue, well, for 1 year, you take Brady. I don't think Brady was as bad as you do, Rob. I mean, I'm just saying he is not a force multiplier anymore. He is not a guy that's going to come in and make others better. You better already have dudes that can ball basically everywhere. And he is so smart. He still is accurate. He still has the arm strength, even though in the playoff game he was throwing a lot of stuff short because he was trying to get rid of it before he got hit. But he can, in a good situation like that, I get it. He's not what he used to be, but he's still good, but not great. But, Rob, I'm going to say this, and a lot of it just boils down to situations because I think the Raiders, we'll get to this later, but I think they should go after Aaron Rodgers. I think he would be, you know, maybe they'll go after Brady. There's a lot of talk about that too. But Brady's numbers, Rob, were better than Aaron Rodgers this year. As bad as Brady looked, his numbers were better across the board, essentially. More yards per game. I get you want to say, well, he threw the ball a ton. But he threw for 25 touchdowns. Rodgers threw for 26. He threw up only 9 picks. And Rodgers threw 12, and obviously Brady threw like about 200 more passes than Rodgers. Brady had a higher QBR. So I'm just saying he also did it behind an offensive line. That, you know, Rodgers had a great offensive line. Brady's was pretty good too, but not awesome like Rodgers. And he had no running game, whereas Rodgers did. So I don't think he was as horrible as you. But my main thing is there's no way you can put him ahead of Lamar Jackson. That's lunacy unless you said, well, Lamar might probably won't be available.
No,
so don't
but
put him on the list.
Exactly.
But if you got him on the list, then let's, you know what I mean? Make it a right. real list. And right. Lamar is way better than Brady at this point.
If you're not counting him, he shouldn't be on the list. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you can't have him on the list and then negate him and say, well, he might. No. Then he shouldn't be on the list if, you, right. if you're using that as a criteria. Lamar and Derek Carr definitely would be ahead of Tom Brady.
Because, Rob, let's say, like, I'm Miami or San Francisco, those seems like the best situations for Brady. Imagine Lamar there. Lamar with Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, and then the ability to run. And you can say, well, how well does Lamar throw it? We know he's a good thrower. He's not a great thrower. But with those two, I mean, they go up and get stuff. Or, you know, Mahomes underthrew Tyreek Hill a lot, and Hill got the passes. And they can catch it 8 yards down the field and turn it into a 65-yarder. So, if you put Lamar in San Francisco, Rob, same thing. Debo can turn, 10 yards into 70. Christian McCaffrey, like him and Lamar run. Oh, my gosh. So there's no situation imaginable where you're better off with Tom Brady at this point than Lamar Jackson. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. Are you as perturbed by Sporting News' ranking of the top free agent quarterbacks available as we are? Mainly, Tom ahead of Lamar? Stop it! 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Fox Sports Radio, The Odd Couple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
As you all know, we're the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Numero uno.
Yeah, and we know why millions of people tune in every week.
Yeah.
They want to hear us talk sports, not our idiot guests who think they know more about sports than we do.
Yeah, listen to these dummies.
You don't know crap about sports. Nothing. You don't know nothing about football.
This is the worst thing I've ever
seen. Wait, he's still on the line.
Get off the show.
You don't know basketball.
If you want to hear how sports talk should be done, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, and it, of course, is a Worship Wednesday. We're live from the TireRack.com studios, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Is Tom Brady or Lamar Jackson the best free agent quarterback available? Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off with Marty in Kentucky. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Marty?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing this Wednesday?
Good, Worship man.
Wednesday.
How are
first of Wednesday, I had to think, because I had a few days off for MLK, and I had to think about what day of the week it was.
All good.
Fellas, I could only think of one team that Tom Brady would be more valuable to than Lamar Jackson, and that would be the 49ers if they didn't have a rookie showing out. So I don't see any team that's looking for a quarterback that is built for what Tom Brady does. Like, he needs to be well-protected and throw little dump passes to weapons, and I just don't see that out there. And Lamar can carry a team on his back right now. You see what happens when the Ravens don't have him. They're mediocre at best. And it just, you know, at this point in their careers, ranking, you know, I love Brady. I'm with you, Chris. He's the GOAT to me, but I can't put him in front of Lamar right now as a free agent. No way, no how.
I don't get that. I don't get that, Marty.
Yeah, it's a bit too much there. No doubt, Marty. Appreciate the call. Bruno in Brooklyn, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
OC, another great show, man. We love you out there.
Thank you.
We agree 100%. Your thinking is correct. How can you put this guy? He doesn't have the legs. He doesn't have the arm. How can you put him at number one? He has to be in a perfect situation to perform. You know, and he's not the quarterback that would be number one with anybody, except for the fact that he comes with a legacy, man. You know, it's like that classic. It's that classic, artist or that classic actor who gets the roles, the Harrison Fords of the world. I mean, they're done. They're over. But you know what? They're still going to get their play. That's all.
It's going to be really interesting to see what teams go after him. Teams or team. I mean, it really is, because I don't know. I don't know. It's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, I'm with you, Chris. I think that it will be interesting, but you got to think that the connections in Oakland, I should say in Las Vegas, is probably where. Marvin in Richmond, Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, hello. Thanks for taking the call. It is a Worship Wednesday. When the praises go up, the blessings come down.
Amen, my man. Amen.
Amen. Hey, look, what I wanted to say was, sometimes when you go into a grocery store and you pick up a package and you look at it and you'll see the Best Buy use date is expired. Tom Brady's Best Buy date is gone. He's done. He's over with.
That's a nice analogy. Yes, that's good. I might steal that one.
You can have that. You can have that.
That's going to be on First Things First tomorrow.
Just tell him Marvin gave that to you from the RVA, Richmond, Virginia.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Blessed, man. Thanks for taking the call. All right.
All right. Later. Yep.
That's it. We're good.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got our man Greg Jennings coming on in a moment. We'll get into this and all things NFL with him. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The man with the best, most appropriate theme music in all of sports.
He sounds sexy.
He's a Super Bowl champion.
A t-shirt
a
ripper.
Mr. Universe. Real talk. And a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst and a First Things First regular guest analyst.
Our man,
Greg Jennings.
Greg,
what up?
Jennings.
What's happening?
Hey, so Greg, I hear you're like a great bowler. Please tell me.
Yo, you got to tell us the story, man, or you know I'm going to tell it in a way you ain't going to like.
No, it's we went out, we had a little outing, Fox family, you know, FS1, Carton Show, you know, New York family, and it was all bad. It was all wrong, man. I mean, it was just all wrong. As a bowler, as somebody who professes to be a bowler, to go into a bowling alley without your shoes and ball, it's a no-no. You know, the oil, the lanes were dry. These aren't excuses. These are facts.
No, those are excuses. We gonna have to call, have some bowlers call up and see if those are excuses or explanations.
I will say this. My resume speaks for itself. I own every bit of the disappointing, extremely disappointing 114 and whatever else that I bowl.
Because your average is 236, right?
My average is 226.
226.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a drop off. That's bringing your F game.
Yeah, absolutely. Something that you thought Dallas was going to do.
Yeah, all right. That's fair.
Shots fired.
I know. All right, let's start there with Dallas. You know, as I thought they would struggle and get beat, quite frankly, by Tampa Bay, I have been saying that their A game is as good as anybody else in the NFC. I just don't think they bring it consistently. Do you think now that Dallas has turned a corner and is going to, you know, play its A game or close to it the rest of the way? And if so, what does that mean?
Well, I certainly hope so, because if they do, then that's great for everyone involved. Every fan that's going to be watching the game that we're going to be able to see this weekend against the Niners. It's going to be impressive. It's going to be one to watch. Look, Dallas can beat anybody if they play up to their standard and expectation of what we feel like they're capable of doing, both offensively and defensively. They just haven't done that. You mentioned it. And so if Dak plays the way that he played, I mean, Dak was special, and it was good to see. It was fun to watch Dak kind of in his mode, just – the game slowed down tremendously for him. It was cool to see.
Well, let me say here, the Cowboys, to me, I can't go forward if I'm the Cowboys with a kicker who misses four extra points. I can't, Greg, because in the playoffs, those kicks, those extra points, those field goals are huge. Ask Adam Vinatieri and Tom Brady. You wouldn't be mentioning Tom Brady without Adam Vinatieri making some of those huge kicks in the postseason to win Super Bowl. So my point is, can you trust him enough? I feel like you can't play him because he has the yips. I would be looking for somebody else.
Well, you say you can't trust him, right, Rob? That's you.
Yes.
But what's your other option? Go out and find somebody who has not performed for you in this situation. Like, you can't do that either. You believe that you have a guy that just had a moment. I remember there was a time, last year, I think Mason Crosby missed like three straight kicks or something crazy. And it was like, they didn't panic. This is what he does. We know
that. Four extra points.
They were
Greg.
Field goals.
Okay, they're not field goals. Four extra points.
Okay. Understand what?
Okay, it's the difference between missing field goals.
Extra points are field goals now. They're not just chip shots.
Yeah, like, but they're what, 32 yards, 34 yards?
Greg, what's the percentage of people who make extra points compared to field goals? It's way higher. Don't say that it's the same thing.
It is. And I'm not trying to discredit what an extra point or a field goal is and the difference between them. All I'm saying is he had a moment. Dak Prescott has had them up until this past Monday. Like, and their team was able to find a way to get it done still. So because he's having a moment and he's a kicker and it's like, oh, we can't trust him now all of a sudden. Like, I'm sure everyone on that sideline in that same uniform was frustrated, even more so than what we are. But at the end of the day, it's like, this is who we have right now. So we got to lean into in nurturing what he does, encouraging him, and hopefully he gets back to who we know he's capable of being in the clutch moments, period.
I would be with you if I thought it, like, if it's a receiver that just drops some passes or a quarterback that has a bad day, that, to me, that's different because, I mean, obviously that just happens. But I think with a kicker to miss four straight extra points, that's like mental. So
it
now
is
I'm
mental.
Worried. I'm,
right.
That's
it's
what
not
I'm
physical.
Worried about. Obviously he can kick. But I'm worried about, is he ever going to get – remember, Vander Jack never got over the yips. Like, that's what I'd be concerned about with Greg.
I understand, but where are you going to go and find a kicker that
hey,
you trust?
It's got to be somebody out there.
Greg, I hear you, but they put somebody on their practice squad just in case.
I like that.
No, they did, because you cannot act like
if he misses the first extra point.
Yeah, what would you do, Greg, if he misses the first extra point? Are you done with him?
If he misses in this game, then you can't. No. I understand what you're saying, and it's like it's either you're in with him or you're out with him, but you can't just say you're out without giving him a chance to redeem himself in another game. If he does it, yeah, we will all say, yeah, they should have got rid of him. Well, if he's lights out this week, then it's like, oh, I'm glad they didn't get rid of him. So we can go either way with it. Fellas, that's all I'm saying.
All right. Let's move on. Do you give the Giants how much of it? They beat your Vikings. How much of a chance do you give them against Philadelphia?
Man, I give them a strong chance. I really do. I like the Giants, and I'm going to tell you why I like the Giants. I said this after the game in a reaction to the game. Daniel Jones is a top 10 quarterback.
Stop it, Greg.
I'm glad you said that because I forgot you were kicking that
nonsense.
No, we
were going to get to that. Greg, that is a prisoner of the moment. He's had three 300. Well, hold on. And then
he's only had one moment.
He's had three 300-yard games, two against Minnesota, the worst defense in the league, and the Lions, another terrible defense. He's played better. Give you that, Greg. But come on, a top 10. Let's start counting. Give me the other nine. Stop it.
15 games.
No. You give me the other nine.
No, you have the list. You say he's in your top 10. I just can't believe you could say that Daniel Jones is a top 10 quarterback.
But I can give you nine right now.
Give me nine.
All right, not in order, but Mahomes.
Whoa. Before you give me these nine, don't be trying to go off last year and resume and all that.
All right, cool. Tell me who you disagree with. Have you looked through it, or did you just say this off the top of the dome?
This is off the top of your head. Because
now
you
got to defend
good.
It.
Yes.
All right, look.
No, go ahead.
Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Hurts, Trevor Lawrence.
Hold on. Who'd you say after
Trevor Lawrence?
No. After you said Burrow?
Hurts.
Okay, Hurts.
Okay, that's five. Tua?
Stop it.
Conversation for MVP before he got hurt.
Taking Tua right now? Okay, I'll give you Tua.
I mean, if you're going to say because he can't play, that's one, but I'm taking Tua. Lamar?
Derek
Carr?
No.
Not Derek Carr?
No.
What?
You're saying that with a question mark on the end of it. So no.
Jared Goff? No. I mean, I'm saying it because I'm
Jared
I
Goff had
response.
A better year than Daniel
Cousins?
Jones.
That's 10. And that's just
and you didn't
even
mention Brady or
Dak.
Aaron Rodgers or Dak.
Stop
so that's
it.
11 right there.
Stop
easy.
It. You're not taking Kirk Cousins over Daniel Jones.
What? I am. I know Cousins has his limitations.
You are for this conversation and this conversation only.
No.
Just to prove a point. Yes.
If I had to start a team, you wouldn't.
Do you hear how quiet Rob Parker is right now?
No. Daniel Jones was great last weekend, Greg. No doubt.
But the Vikings are terrible, Greg. You would know that.
What have you seen from him consistently to tell you you would take him over Kirk Cousins?
He's not turning the ball over. He's going to show up in big moments. He's going to do more with less. He can extend the plays out of the pocket. He can beat you with his arm and his legs. I mean, do I need to continue?
Greg, you just got thrown
Greg, you got thrown
a 75-yard bomb.
Yeah, I disagree.
You got thrown a 75-yard bomb, and you dropped it. Greg, turn off your radio, because that is a terrible take by Greg.
No,
Greg, you don't have to do that as a topic when you on again.
I don't want to hear neither one of you jumping on the Daniel Jones bandwagon at any moment from this point moving forward. I do not want to hear it.
Trust me, you won't hear it. Hey,
Greg, you were a receiver. This dude threw 15 touchdowns.
If you were on this team,
you'd be like, yo, give me the ball.
Absolutely. But from what I've seen, when his team needed the most, like, look at.
He had a great game. But you can he do it a few more times before we crown him?
So that's what we do now? We wait till they do it
it's
a few
one
more
game.
Times before we clown people?
It wasn't like he was great all year.
He wasn't? Are you telling me he wasn't?
He was solid all year. He wasn't great by any stretch of the imagination.
He was because he was asked to be solid. When he was asked to be great, he was great. When they said, okay, go and run with it, go and run our offense, go throw the ball over 40 times, we're going to rely on you and what you can do, be great and don't let us down, he delivered.
That's because the Vikings can't guard. They can't guard.
He threw for 300 against them in the regular season.
Yards a game.
Okay.
You lucky the break is coming up, yes. Greg. I mean, my goodness. Unbelievable. All right.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will see. Cause next week you'll be on again, and we'll talk after they play the Eagles. So that's our man Greg Jennings. Crazy takes notwithstanding, we still love him. Good job, man. Great stuff. Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday live from the TireRack.com studios. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City last night, 1-2, not a great night, but tonight let's bounce back with a hat trick. Put down some shekels, make some money. I got the Jazz -8.5 hosting the Clippers. Everybody and their uncle not playing for the Clippers. Just ridiculous, Chris. Like six players on.
Yeah, we about to get into that.
I mean, just terrible. Also, I got the Rockets +2.5 hosting the sorry Hornets. I know the Rockets are sorry, but so are the Hornets. I'm going to take the Hornets plus the 2.5. And I'm going to take the Pacers plus 3.5. I know the Thunder have been playing better, Chris. They're on the road. They're due for a bump.
Yeah, they have been playing well. Pacers, I think they're still without Halliburton, their best player.
But they're plus 3.5 on the road. I'm going to take them. You know, sometimes that's how you win these things. You need something that you don't really expect. So there you go. Jazz minus 8.5. Rockets plus 2.5. Pacers plus 3.5. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. That is our man, Rob Parker with Shekel City. All right, Rob, you mentioned it, the Clippers. Rob, they have lost 8 of their last 10 games. And you know what? I'm glad. And I'm not rooting against them. I've actually, you know, picked the Clippers and pulled for them in previous years. But they are making a mockery. I get it. Some of the injuries are legit. But I'm glad because it is showing that this major league load management, like at the level that they do it, it is not going to work. They have no continuity. They have these offensive stretches where they can't score. The defensive lapses, they're not connected on the defensive end. And wow, I wonder why. And Paul George, Rob, after last night, he just got back from an injury. And after last night, I think it was a hamstring with George. So after last night's loss to Philadelphia, Paul George said this. I mean, it's now. We've just been behind the ball in terms of injuries, lineups, and guys in and out. Urgency starts now. We got to start playing with some desperation. And less than 24 hours later, it was determined he and Kawhi are sitting out.
Yeah,
I mean, what? Come on. Is Kawhi? No, he can't play back-to-backs the rest of his career. Is that what it? I mean, Rob.
No, it's ridiculous. And it's unfair to the fans. It's unfair to everybody involved. It's unfair to the network.
It's unfair to the organization, too, to be honest.
It's not watchable. It's not something that I'm interested in. I don't want to watch them, Chris. It's a guessing game every night. Who's playing? Who's not playing? I'm totally turned off by the Clippers. Like totally. I just can't. Why would I turn it on so that they could tell me their 2 or 3 best players aren't playing?
Right.
John Wall's not playing tonight. I just, like really? I'm supposed to watch this? Can I get a refund? Where can I get my money back?
I do think, Rob, the league needs to get this under control. And if guys are hurt, guys are hurt. But this, and the Clippers are like Exhibit A, right? They're obviously the worst. But, Rob, how many times have we been looking forward to a big game and then guys are just sitting out just because? Because they played the last 3 games. I mean, they already cut down back-to-backs. And now a lot of guys don't play both ends of a back-to-back. Look, LeBron James, I get. He's 38 years old in his 20th season. And he still doesn't sit out that much compared to a lot of these guys. And so but the Clippers, Rob, look, I think they are getting their just desserts. Because this is a joke. And they need to do something. And it's not fair. You mentioned the fans, your other teammates, the organization. They're paying you all this money to play basketball. Play basketball when you can. All right, 2 hours left. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.